I see them come up and everything like that. So great. So we're live. Hey, Katya, welcome to today. We'll be talking about, obviously, as you guys can see, standing out with a signature talk, especially nowadays with so many just people providing information upon information upon information. I call it infobesity. Yes. Because it's just being bombarded. And if you're anything like me, you're just seeing things left and right everywhere online. Everyone is all of a sudden online just because we're forced to it. And it really pays to have a message that really stands out and helps people to really just say, that's me, I need to pay attention. And Katya here is really gonna dive in, and we're gonna go about how to craft that, what things that we can do now, what she's doing to help herself pivot and her clients as well. So just make sure you follow along so that we can go ahead and ask any questions. If you have any specific questions to yourself, Katya's here right now. But this is no better time than to ask from her. So hey, Katya, let's jump right in. So what kind of, I guess, state of the union as far as for you, how has this whole pandemic and moving online and everything like that really changed things up for you in this last couple of weeks?
So it changed and it didn't change, actually. Uh-huh. And I think we hear so many times that people have changed so many things. It hasn't changed so much for me, beside the platform where I speak. But you know, my daughter had a really good point not too long ago. She said, "Mom, your life hasn't changed with this pandemic, because I'm not, you know, I'm from Europe, so I am not a shopper. I don't do malls. I cook. I love to cook. I really love to feed my family, and with extended meals. So we actually don't go out to eat besides on birthdays and on big occasion. So, and all of my business is really based out of coaching on Zoom. So truly my life hasn't really changed. Now, the part that has changed is, as a keynote speaker, I do travel a lot. Just get on stages, on actual staging. So that part has changed tremendously on pivoting. And how do we still stand out? How do we still take and speak in front of an audience without having that stage?
That's true. And that's like the big question I feel like a lot of people have, right? It's like, so what do I say, right? You know, because I feel there is a difference. I come from the reverse side of things, where I'm comfortable here, and then I found that I really like actually speaking on stage. But I feel like there's a difference when you're used to speaking on stage, and then you come to the digital world and you have to speak in front of a camera. You don't get to see the same like reactions that people have to what you're saying and everything like that. It kind of feels like, am I doing it right? Is something happening? So I know that a lot of people have questions. Like, so what do you have to say about any tips for anyone like that?
So actually, I was one of these people, because I am so used to be on stage. I didn't do too many. I mean, I did lives, but not that many. But yeah. The moment this happens, I'm one of these people who actually feed off of not only of an energy into an audience, but I love seeing their smile. I love seeing, like, am I boring them? Like, is anybody yawning? Like, you know, all these kind of things are things that
need. Little cues.
Yes, they are. They're definitely cute. And when I had to move to live, it was I really had to brace myself, because I can't feed off the same way. Now, what do I feed off? Is I do feed off some crisis. So I do feel like when crisis happen, you know, even in my business, it's when I actually really stand up and I'm like, let's go, let's do what. Where can I fill the gap? And I feel like that was a big issue. I knew I had to fill the gap, and doing the live by having guests is one of the best things that I've done, because mm-hmm. it puts me with, you know, other people's platform, other people's audience. And now my name is getting around, and people are actually, you know, inviting me to be their friend. And they're like, hey, we heard you're taking guests on your live. So that's definitely one part than I've been doing. I have a podcast, and I wasn't having many guests on my podcast before. So now obviously that has changed, and it's been giving me also the push to pitching myself more to podcasts, and that I wasn't really doing before.
And it's important, again, like all of these platforms, whether you're podcasting, you're blogging, you're going live, you just anything like that, it's important to have that one signature talk. And I've heard it before where it's like you don't necessarily have multiple talks. I talk about the same thing all the time. Just new people are hearing the same message, right? Mm-hmm. And it's important to do that. But you first, it starts with understanding, at least for me, who it is that I serve and who I can serve the best. I'm sure you're going to be able to dive into that a little bit more in a little bit here. But I just kind of want to get, where do people start? Let's start there.
Yes.
With identifying like how they can find these people online.
So one of the I'm going to take it back actually a little bit before.
Sure.
I'll get to that point. One of the big thing then why is it so important to me to include this into my business coaching was because I had an amazing talk before. I hired a coach who was amazing and wonderful, and I had a spectacular, gorgeous talk. The talk, though, was not created with business in mind. The talk was just a beautiful talk.
Okay.
And I think that's the number one, is make sure you know why you want a talk. What is the purpose of the talk?
That makes sense.
If you just want to do a TED talk and change the world, just grab one of those talk and hire a coach like that. But if you want the talk to have a purpose for your business, now that's game changing.
Yep, so that makes sense.
Number one, you need to know who's your ideal client. You need to know your avatar. If not, how can you cater to them?
That makes sense. And I love that. So just to kind of recap that last piece, I feel it's so important to reiterate is, you don't just want a signature talk. You have to have a purpose for it, right? So does that mean that you could have more than just one signature talk? I know it kind of it's an oxymoron to hear that, right?
No. So usually you have one signature talk, but depending on who you're going to cater to, what is your audience, you know, where you're going to be speaking, you have something, then you tweak. You have some stories. I have some stories that I will bring in front of one audience. Then I wouldn't in front of another audience. I can tell you a couple of stories that I bring when I know that I have at least 20% of men in the room. Mm-hmm. Versus if I have 100% of women, I'll bring a totally different story.
So I engage.
So the talk in itself is your signature talk. But then you have little vignettes. And you have stories that you bring in depending on who's in your audience. Depending if you have women who are just women business owners, or depending if it's women who are in leadership, you will have to talk one way or the other. It's still your same basics. It's still your same fundamental into the talk, but there is some, you know, some prompt, I guess, you know, or some vignette that you will bring in, some story that you will bring in who are different from one from the other.
Gotcha. Okay, so then I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this next piece here, just because now that we understand, we have to first have like the fundamental part of it, right? We understand like what it is, what our purpose for the actual talk is. If it, like you said, if it's just like a TED talk to change the world, an idea, then focus on that. But if it's for business purpose, a way to help people transition and really change a mindset or help them achieve some type of result, then that's the purpose and that's what we're focusing on. We then know who it is that we're talking to, so we can adjust different stories to really help them resonate with the actual content of the talk, right?
That's right.
And then this next piece here, I'm curious, is, at least for me, what would you say then, how do I word it? How would you start standing out? Because I know, like, for example, I talk a lot about Facebook ads and like scaling that way online, but a lot of other people do that.
That's right.
I know what I do to kind of stand out, but I just want to hear so that everyone can learn here. How do they start to craft their message to really stand out with that signature talk, right? To make it truly theirs.
So I think when you have So Larry is my coach for that, yeah. Right? So, mm-hmm. So we talked about your point of view, and mm-hmm. my point of view is so clear. It's so clear that I could deliver to you pretty much any kind of talk on any topic, because I stand out just because of how I start, and I stand out just when I pitch myself. People mm-hmm. know that when they receive my pitch, they're like, do we really want her? She's gonna rub maybe people the wrong way, or they're gonna go like, you know what? I think we need someone like her. And so it's very clear when I pitch myself to what attitude I have, what energy I bring, and what is my personality. In three phrases, they know, do we really want her? Or yes, we would love someone like that. So I think your point of view, and my point of view for me was really important. And I do work with people on that. It's yeah. I think it's really the core of your signature talk.
And I like that again. And just to help us understand, because I feel like people understand, they hear point of view and they're like, sure. So is that something it's essentially from the way I understood it when I was at Suzanne, like the event this past November was, it's the lens in which you view the world, right?
Right. It's what you believe at the core. It's right. Like when you hear something or you read something on Facebook or is making you, I mean, for me, my point of view is very simple. Mm-hmm. I won't apologize for winning just because the other people around are losing. And that's a very clear point of view. And
yeah, I love it.
That says a lot about my personality. That said a lot to me as a professional, as when you hire me as a coach, as when you hire me to do a keynote. You're like, do we really want this? I mean, this is the premise. I have a book coming out, and this is the premise of the book. It's really... The book is not for everybody. You really have to be in the right mind of wanting to hear the truth and the way I say it as well.
That makes sense. And it's I know it's hard to find for a lot of people. It can be difficult. They can start at like, well, yeah, I kind of believe this, mm-hmm. and there's that word kind of, right? And then you have to dig a little bit deeper. And I love where this is going. Actually, says it's yes, starting to really, yes. really helping to start to help people. Like anyone, so if you have a question on like how do I craft that belief, that true core belief of what it is, I want to know what it is that you truly believe, and I'm Katya wants to know as well,
right?
What is it that you truly believe? Because that's really where it all stems from. Then you can start with that purpose of what the signature talk is going to be for. Then you focus on the ideal audience. And oftentimes, when I started working on something like this, I found that the people I was trying to reach were not resonating with what my core belief was. So I was actually speaking, I had a good signature talk, I was just speaking to the wrong people. So then that all plays in itself. It has to start from that core belief, that point of view, like Katya was saying first. So I want to know, for you watching, are you on a scale of 1 to 5? Like, do you feel like you truly stand out from your competition, or are you just saying kind of the same thing in a different way? You know, so once you have that point of view, it really helps you to establish that this is who I am, and that person might be saying this, everyone else might be saying this. This is what I
mean. Right. And you know, I'm gonna add one more thing. It's gonna make you listen to people who speak in a very different way. So one of I am from France originally, so I am both French and American, right? Mm-hmm. And so I have the privilege to have two presidents. So what I do is when I listen to the French president Macron, and regarding of one side or the other side, you know, if I like him or not like him, what I love about him is truly the way he crafts his talk. It's always the same thing. He believes at the core, and I can tell you what his point of view is, because every single speech, whether it's on the pandemic, whether it's on working, whether it's on union, it all comes back to the exact same thing. And that actually really become fascinating, because you can see the people who are really sure about what they believe and the people who are not.
Mm-hmm. All right, I love it. I'm sure I could definitely use some work on it. For sure. Like, I know I'm not perfect. That's not my expertise.
Well, I'm still not perfect at it.
Right. Exactly. But I know for me, it would be something helpful to work on as well. As for everyone else, right? It's because if you don't have it, you're kind of just saying, again, the same thing just in a different way. And to truly stand out, you have to, like, there's a lot of, I say this a lot, like, resonate with people. Like, people are just nodding their head when you speak and when you say something about what you believe.
Yes.
But then also at the other end of that spectrum, it should, and I 100% am grounded in this, like, it should, people be like, no, that's not right.
That's
okay, because they're not your people.
That's right. I love that you say that. And a good way is be able to start really broad, but in any, like, I know my point of view can apply to cooking. My point of view can apply to finances, to raising, you know, my three beautiful children, to being in my relationship, to, like, to every single part of my life, my point of view applies. And I think when you're able to really see that, then you know you have some base. After that, it's just, you know, wording, you know, and who really care about the words when you know what it is and you can explain it? I think sometimes that's, you know, that's the win.
Yeah, I get that. And I'm so, how would someone start? Like, let's say they're in this, like, broad spectrum. They're like, okay, great, I believe this. Now what? What would you suggest for them?
Honestly, writing it down, number one. And then I tell my client, I say, for the next 2 weeks, when you see something on Facebook who makes you really mad, I want you to write it down. You know, not especially what makes you happy, but what makes you mad. Because if it makes you mad, that means then it develops an emotion. You're developing an emotion to something that you don't agree. Why don't you agree? And dig in. And that has been really being able to help people to say, oh my gosh, you know, like, I didn't know I was so, you know, that was that. And then because it's on, I mean, you can use Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, whatever, but because it's a broad section of people who are talking about so many different things, you're really able to narrow it down after 2 weeks to really what you're having a very strong reaction to. And that, having a strong reaction to so many different things, bring it back to, okay, what did all these things had in common? And that's a great way to be able to bring your point of view down.
I love that. Yeah, that's fantastic advice. And I know for those, we had a couple people jump on here and jump off.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, on a scale of 1 to 5, I'm going to put it up here. Like, do you feel like you're standing out over your competition? Like, 1 being like, not really. I'm kind of feel like they're either saying the same thing like I am, or we're just, they're ahead of me, or whatever that looks like. And then 5 being like, yeah, I feel like I completely stand out. They're actually looking at me to say, like, what it is that, what to do next and what their message should be. Because if they're not, I feel that it's not, you're not doing something right.
Right.
So that's essentially how we're standing out with the signature talk. So what else, I guess, during this time here, like, what have you seen that is working for you as far as pivoting online and moving in that direction, at least for the foreseeable future? Because I know right now it's really important to stay visible and really be an increase, like you said, inviting people to collaborate so that you can increase your network. People are reaching out to you. They're like, I didn't know you did that. Like, that's fantastic. I need help with that and whatnot. So how have you been helping your clients to really make it through here?
So I do tell them to do the live, to do the collaboration, but I tell them then, what is the goal? What is the goal of the live? You know, so let's start by the end, you know, and then, you know, go forward. I do, you know, I'm like, go ahead and give right now. Give. So we up our game, you know, we used to post, you know, two times a day, you know, to give memes and to give, you know, help. And we are now, you know, the 2 times that I have 2 lives a day than I do with guests. So we actually now have 4, because we have 2, then we don't want it to be about the guests. We really want to be about giving. So I couldn't take that spot. So that was a big thing. I also, you know, like, my YouTube channel, as I've been repurposing the live and putting them on my YouTube channel. And that's been, you know, that's been great. I'm also huge on LinkedIn. And LinkedIn, every single day, there is something on LinkedIn where I purely give. And I really have people give, you know, give me back some feedback. How are they feeling? What are they doing? Every Monday, I have a networking event now live, which was never there before. So that's been something that we created in COVID. I am meeting some amazing people, but I tell them this is not a fun networking event. This is a networking with a purpose. So you actually come and I break people in the room. So it's been actually really fun to see the people that I've never met who just heard it from, you know, from places. What else have we done? We created a group. You got this, being an entrepreneur in the COVID world, where we give free coaching in it. So we're just trying right now to just be giving as much as we can. But and hopefully it's doing the work.
And I like what you said there, talking about like we're giving and giving, because I feel like there's two sides of this spectrum. A lot of people are saying like, well, I got to go online, but I got to make sales right now. And then there's people that are probably more like you and me, where we're in like we want to help as many people as we can, because there are people that have been thrown online. That's and right. They don't know what to do. Right. So like we got to help them out in some way or possible. And it doesn't mean that we're saying like, no, we're going to stop sales, but that's it's right. Like there, we're still making an offer if it makes sense.
That's right.
However, like the focus here is helping people. Like the more you help, and I think that that's what a lot of people have trouble with now that they're moving online. They're kind of like, well, I wasn't used to that, because they're used to the whole networking has forever changed, I think.
Right.
After this.
I agree.
It's like, it's never again going to be like the whole, hey, shake your hand. What does you do? And then if it doesn't make sense, like if let's say I meet a realtor and I'm not looking for a house, I start looking over their shoulder and like looking for the next person to meet. Like it's not going to be like that anymore. It's people are going to have real conversations when they come back, I feel. And then because people are having to have real conversations online, because yeah. If you don't, there's no engagement. And mm-hmm. if you have real conversation, it increases engagement. So it's going to just bring that to the real world now.
But authentic, I love what you said. It's very,
yeah.
And it's not so much, you know, some people are like, well, you have to do one or the other. I do believe that when you have the spirit of giving and you do it like what we're doing right now,
yeah.
You know, you're very authentic. You're asking questions. I'm answering them. I'm not, withholding anything, like, you know, on the point of view. I could have said, well, you know what, Victor? You know, like this is something I just give, you know, when the people pay. I mean, you know, like you have some people, you know, some people who are like that right now. So it's yeah. not that. It's when you give, at the end of this, you know, you get to know me. You get to see how I work. You get to see mm-hmm. my energy. If you want to hire me, then, you know, you'll reach out. There will be.
Absolutely.
So the yeah. investment, I feel like when doing some things like that, things like that and giving, is, you know, maybe 3 months down the line, you'll remember mm-hmm. like, oh, that chick, she had a weird accent. What was her name again? You probably don't remember because nobody remember my name. And you know, this is it. This is how you stand out too.
Yeah, exactly. And I love it because we talked about this a little bit on your live when you had me on. We were talking about kind of like the way to really bring people in and mm-hmm. have them just learn from you, right? I talked about it before, like the word infobesity, yeah. and I described it as, and I say this all the time, it's like consumption without execution, right? People consume, but they don't act on it. And so if they don't act on it, they associate that non-action with you. Whereas you're exactly right now, you just broke down essentially how to really stand out with that signature talk, the steps that's needed first before you actually get to the talk, right. And then how, like, really how to craft it so that you can adjust it and be flexible with it amongst a variety of audiences.
Right.
And that's actionable. If yeah. someone takes action on it, they're going to get that result. They're going to yeah. be able to start standing out with their signature talk. And with that win that they get, they're going to associate that with you. And they're going to say like, great, I now, like whatever comes next, right? Whatever question they'll have next, they're going to be looking for you. And exactly as you said, that's essentially what, to just wrap it up in a little bow here, that's essentially what we're talking about with like the spirit of giving, right? It's something that you can do now, something that you can take action on with or without me, or with or without you.
That's right. And sometimes, you know, and who, I mean, I am not for every, some people might yeah. drive them crazy. They're like, oh my gosh, I could not listen to her for like an hour. There's no way. Yeah. And then some other people are going to be like, how can she craft a, how can she help me to stand out with a signature talk when she makes those mistakes in English? Like, you know, like some people are go deep. And some people are going to be like, no, I want someone who's going to be like very literature, someone who's a writer, someone.
Gotcha, yep.
So many spectrum of, and there are so many choices out there. You really have to pick what works for you.
Yeah, absolutely. That absolutely makes sense. And I get it, because I've had that too. I've turned people away and be like, hey, I could help you with this, but we're not, you and I aren't the best. We're not resonating really well. That's so right. it would be terrible for you to work with me, and vice versa too. Right. You know, like it's, and everyone gets to that point eventually. And it just becomes, it's really nice to get to that point.
Yes, I was going to say, it's very nice when we get there. There's someone I said, no, really, you know, really wanted to work with me. And I was like, no way. Because then, you know, like, I know what I want. I know I get results. So I pick people very carefully, because if I don't have result, then I don't feel like I'm doing a good job, and I don't feel like they're becoming as successful as what I told them they could be. So it's both ways.
Yeah, I get that, and it's a lens that people have to understand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious.
Yes. Go for it. Ask away.
Yeah. So that just brought up a question. So for those that are not there yet.
Yes.
Do you have any advice as far as like how to go about, because I know we can talk a little bit about sales here too with you, how to really go about those conversations if they're not necessarily there yet to the point where they can like say like, well, I don't know how to say it, like turn people away if they're not the right fit.
I think honestly, Victor, at the beginning, we've all started like that. At the beginning,
yeah, like I remember that.
every heart beating. You're like, I want to work with you. Yes. Please come on. But then after a while, when you get to have a couple of clients, when you get to have these, you know, then you're like, not sure if we're really a good match. Now, of course, you finish your contract, but then you make those conversations at the beginning very clear. So for me, I don't call them, you know, sales conversation. We all have a different, you know, for those conversations. At the end, it's really us getting to know each other. It's two humans trying, one who's trying to see if, you know, we can help you. And the other one is telling us, you know, what is the number one problem they have, you know, in the big scheme of things, that's what a sales call is.
Right. Yeah.
And I think when you get there to like, you know, I'm not so sure, then you know you're there.
Yeah.
But it takes, I mean, I think it took me a while before I get there, because I mean, honestly, I'm going to be very honest. I needed the money. I needed my business to, you know, to get to certain numbers. And when you get to be able to have enough clients, to be able to be at a place where you can say, you know, I'm not so sure if we are fit, you know, you arrived there. But at the beginning, I took everything, everybody, and I learned as I went. I learned what worked and what didn't work. But I don't think I could have at the beginning said no to, you know, to people.
Mm. No, I agree. So like it took me my first 2 years was kind of like that.
Yeah.
It took me a while, just because I didn't do my due diligence in understanding who I could serve the best. And so I knew what I could do. So I this is how I came about it. I came about it from the perspective of like, I do this very well, and I believe that it could help everyone. It can. I realized that I wasn't good at certain things for certain types of industries. And so like that's at least for me. And I think this, everyone has to kind of go through that.
Yes. That's the key. You got it.
Yeah. And you also have to, like, what I was holding back on was like, after those initial ones, I didn't go back and say like, who is it that I can really get the best results with this thing that I do really well.
Yeah.
And I learned by moving I don't want to say moving through people, but it was more like getting small successes for people, but it wasn't the successes that I said I could get and I was like known for with other ones where I just hit it out of the park.
Yeah.
Right. So there's like I think it's important, like you mentioned, and this kind of ties back to what you said earlier. Really, it's what's your point of view?
Yep.
Because after that, you then focus on like who the ideal people are that can get the best result that resonate with that point of view.
That's right.
Because if they don't, then I think that's what was happening with me early on was that they weren't necessarily resonating with what I was able to do for them. And so there was kind of like this like clashing of I can get it, but I was forcing the results to happen and they didn't like it and I didn't like it. And it was just bad news bears.
Yeah, but this is when you get to know your niche so well, when you get to know what you're so good at. And for me now in the call, I tell people, I say, I am a very demanding coach.
Yeah.
And I know that. And I need people to hear that because some of them are like, she said the word demanding. What does that mean? And I break it down for them. And I tell them, I say, you don't fall through the crack. If you don't if you don't schedule, I will text and you can, I mean, my client right now, I know they're very busy, but I'm like, hey, where are you? I didn't see you schedule. You know, like, don't let anybody fall through the crack because it's they're my pride and I want them to succeed. And so I think, you know, but when you get to be so sure, you really explain to them exactly what is the outcome and what you expect. And when both people know that, then they can make a fair choice on, are we a match?
Right. And I completely agree. So I know we're kind of wrapping up here. So any last words as far as standing out with Signature Talks, really just to, and then I'll kind of recap everything that we touched on at the very beginning when you kind of really walked us through all of that.
I think one of the big thing that I see is everybody wants to be like someone or like everybody else. Like don't want to blend in some, you know, like blending in is when you are a speaker is not so much something that you want. Don't be afraid to put your own personality, to put your own thoughts, your own point of view, and really what you're so good at doing. You know, don't be afraid. Don't have that self-confidence to say, you know what, I am so good at this. This is what I want to build the Signature Talk around.
I love it. No, that's definitely good. And then just to kind of like recap with everything, and you just touched on it, like the point of view, it's really what the point of view is really what you believe in at your core to be true. And like you mentioned, one of the best ways to find it is take the next couple of weeks and look at, as you surf online, really look at what kind of creates an emotion in you, whether it be angry or sad, or like a true emotion. What's really, pay attention to those things.
Right.
Because that is exactly what you're looking at the world through. That is your lens in which you're looking in the world through. The reason, why does it make you sad? Why does it make you angry? That is your core belief. That is your point of view. Once that is done, then we move into, and correct me if I skip a step here, but then the next part is what's the purpose of your talk?
Right.
What is it that we want to really, is it for business acquisition? Is it to change a mindset in people to really, is it kind of like a TED talk where you're just trying to change the world through an idea of some kind? And then after that, we then focus on, once we have that purpose of it, we then move into like, who are the right people that need to hear this message?
That's right.
Right, and we start focusing on those people. And then we can start to really craft the Signature Talk. I feel like a lot of people focus on that first. I gotta make this cool talk. I have all these stories and all this stuff, but then they don't do the pre-work and then it's just kind of,
that's correct. I have this beautiful talk that I've never gave. And I get
exactly.
It's beautiful, but I'm like, I don't see the purpose for it.
Yeah. Well, for example, like I did something on your live. I talked about like a story like with cookies and milk with my daughter. And like I associated that to lead generation. But it's like I have tons of stories like that. And it's just I can really quickly, excuse me, I have something in my eye. I have really quickly craft something to and bring that story. It becomes easier to bring those life stories in.
That's right.
Make them examples to really bring a point to home and really help to explain the point.
People can relate to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Relate, and this is what you want. Those are the story you want.
Yeah. So thank you again, Katya, for coming on and really walking us through that initial like signature talk and how to craft it and how to really stand out again. And then the other section of it is really understanding how to find that core belief, that point of view. I think that's one of the most important pieces for today.
Very much so.
Yeah. So thank you again. And then if you want to reach out to Katya, just is there a link that we can find you at or anything like that that you want me to put in here just so that everyone can?
Yeah. Yes. You can go to, I'm going to say the American way, Rave Strategy Studio, Rave Strategy Studio.
I love it. .com.
And you can reach out and on all social media. I am Rave Strategy Studio and Katya Rave on Instagram and Katya Rave on LinkedIn. So, and you know, anybody who want to reach out to me, I'm available, like I said. And if you want to come up for the networking event every Monday at 4 p.m., mm-hmm. you know, this is pretty cool. So
yeah.
It'll be awesome.
Is that correct? The link that I just shared here. Yeah. Right?
Strategy, only one S.
Oh, one S. Okay.
And got you that. Got it.
Awesome. So I'll go ahead and adjust that here really quick.
Sorry, I should have said that.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
It's my accent. We're going to blame it on the accent. I blame it on the accent all the time, Victor. So
there we go. So Rave Strategy Studio.
Perfect. Thank all you right. so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. I hope to stay connected. I know we got connected through something like this initially. So that was the way we initially started talking.
Yeah, very much so. Thank you for having me as a guest. Thanks so
of
much,
course. Victor. All right.